Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WCCO time is 8:10. Time for us to get back on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline for the Rash Report featuring John Rash from the editorial board of the Star Tribune. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you this morning?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, very well, thank you. I wanted to ask you about social media, a couple of things, because we've got the overwhelming majority of American voters, are trying to figure out exactly what's happening on social media. So Twitter said late Thursday it was changing its policy on hacked content after an outcry, as you know, about handling an unverified political story. And then Facebook, earlier this week, banned Holocaust denial. And then Facebook says it will ban ads that discourage vaccinations and run an information campaign to encourage people to get their flu shots. So, John, today social media is definitely in the media news.
No question about it, and particularly when the President of the United States relies on it so much to get his message out, it's not surprising that it is going to be central to the election as well as governing. And since it's in the news and in the election season, executives at Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites can also read polls, and they perhaps see that Vice President Biden is leading. There certainly is a good chance that he will be elected President of the United States, and he may have a particularly different stance regarding social media. One, it's likely that while he'll have an account, it'll probably be run by White House communications team members as opposed to the president himself, should it be Joe Biden. And two, they may take a much stronger stance in terms of the misinformation and disinformation that Facebook in particular, but Twitter and others, have been part of. Certainly not them creating it, but allowing it to be disseminated. And so they're trying to get ahead of it at this point. And certainly no argument from nearly every American and hopefully everyone around the world in terms of Holocaust denial. It gets more controversial in terms of some of the other decisions that were made this week. But I appreciate, Dave, that you pointed out that Twitter's decision on the New York Post story regarding Hunter Biden was not, as some allege, censorship. It's about hacked material being disseminated on their site, and they have a policy that has existed with that, and they were enforcing their policy. That's likely what you'll hear from Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, as he testifies before Congress. He was subpoenaed to do so because many conservatives are unhappy about this, because perhaps thought it was a damaging story that could have changed the narrative of the presidential campaign. I think that's unlikely, and other events such as last night's town halls are going to be more determinative.
Well, let me ask you about the town halls last night, because it was interesting, and I thought the New York Times put it quite well when they said it was a metaphor for a divided country. So we have basically dueling town halls yesterday. John, I don't know what the ratings will show on this, but I wanted to get your reaction to what transpired last night.
I concur with the Times, and to amplify their metaphor, it is so striking that they took place at the same time. So literally they were talking past each other, and the respective camps could choose whom they wanted to listen to. And certainly there may be some undecided voters who chose to listen to one of the candidates versus the other, or one who was strongly committed to President Trump or Vice President Biden deciding to hear what the other had to say, but it's unlikely at this point. And instead, I think it was a really poor decision by NBC to do this, certainly not to offer the President of the United States at the time, and I think that was appropriate. But this had been long scheduled since the cancellation of the debate with Vice President Biden on ABC, and so I think it was a disservice to the voters whom they purport to want to serve to have it at the same time. That said, it was newsworthy, in particular the split-screen moment that America seems to be going through in the very different presentation and perspective of Vice President Biden versus what anyone, supporters and detractors alike, would deem a much hotter, more contentious conversation that took place on NBC with President Trump. That's the one that's making more headlines, maybe not the ones that the president and his campaign want to make this morning, but it does show just how deeply divided we are that can't even coordinate conversations with the prospective candidates where the American public can really get a sense of these two individuals.
Are you writing tomorrow? Or are you working on editorials?
Working on editorials because we've been endorsing, as you know, and then I'm going to be writing for Monday. And a really interesting and sobering report came out from Freedom House, and so we're editorializing about this. In so many countries around the world, Dave, the pandemic has been used to further repress society. So lockdowns have become crackdowns on dissent. And one of the points that we make in the editorial is it certainly is and should be debatable, the mitigation efforts that Minnesota and other states have made. What shouldn't be debatable is that they're being considered for health reasons and not for repression reasons. So when you hear cries of tyranny, if you really want to see tyranny, read this report about what's happening in some far less free countries and how the pandemic is being used by authoritarian regimes. So something that is not getting a lot of attention, giving the domestic discussion over the election and other issues, but certainly the next president, should it again be President Trump or Vice President Biden, they're going to have to deal with issues like this once they're inaugurated.
John, we'll look forward to talking to you soon, I hope. And in the meantime, have a great, safe weekend. And thanks for your time here this morning, as always.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.